It is Monday, March 11th of 2024. And you, all of you right there, you're watching Guy's Daily Drive. Bam! Daily Drive. I hope and hope and hope that you are having a wonderful day. The day here, it's cold, but the sun is out, and it's a little chilly. I can't quite see what the temperature is. Looks like it's 40. Not the coldest that it's been, but cold enough to be uncomfortable. And my buddy Dave from Ohio, was down in Florida for an entire month. He got an apartment there. And I had planned on going down and spending like a week with him. But the month that he was down there, it was impossible to try to arrange for some time. There was a lot of stuff going on, and by the time I was able to put aside a little bit to go see him down in Florida, he was leaving. So, you know, and of course, it's his, my voice is all messed up. It's his apartment. So, and his time down there. So I'm going on his clock, not my clock, and that's the way it should be. It's not always about you, and that's an important lesson that so many people just don't understand. Even those who claim to have empathy and, you know, fighting for the little guy and all the rest of that, they make it about them. They seem to make it about them instead of the people that they're claiming that they're trying to help. And it's like, okay, guys, if you can't remove yourself from the conversation about whatever topic or health benefit or marginalized group or whatever it is that you claim that you're fighting for, if you cannot remove yourself from the equation, then you're not doing anyone good, any good, and all you're doing is calling attention to yourself. Look at me, I'm so great because I'm doing, you know, XYZ for this group or that group. It's like, no, you're not helping. You're making a lot of noise that resolves nothing. So don't do that. My God. So many just narcissistic people out there. And it's gotten worse over, I think, like the last 20 years. I mean, there's just always been a group like this that does that. But it's gotten worse. And what makes it even worse now is they're organized. They can go on to X, they can go on to Facebook, they can go on to TikTok, and you know, all these other platforms, and declare how they're so great because they're gonna be talking about this group or that group that has whatever kind of issue it is. And it's a waste of time. It really is. You're not helping them. You're making it about yourself. So don't do that. Remove yourself from the equation, or don't get involved. One or the other. And who the hell needs you to speak for all of these other people? They have a voice. They can speak for themselves. Their communities probably know what's better for them than any solutions that you might come up with. And you see it all the time, saviors. Oh, it's like, don't, just don't. Wow, this episode took a weird turn, because that wasn't what I was going to talk about at all. I was going to talk about how hard sometimes it is to get the gear set up to do guys' daily driving. And I never got there. I just never got there. And here I am, I'm almost to work, so I've got to start, wrapping this up. Oh, so speaking of good news, I am still completely caught up over on the website, which is vertshark.com. So you can catch all of the latest stuffs right over there. Though I would love it if you would like, share, or subscribe to the VertShark YouTube channel. There's also the audio feed for all of these goes into a podcast feed called Guys Daily Drive. So if you do a Google search on Guys Daily Drive in whatever the podcatcher of your choice, I'm not going to tell you which one to use. That's your business, not mine. You'll probably find it there because it's open to everybody. I'm not exclusive anywhere. Big surprise. Hold on, there we go. So, yeah. So VertShark over on YouTube. VertShark, the website. That's mine. And Guys Daily Drive, the audio feed. And of course, the mighty, mighty, the one that started it all for me, the MyMac.com website, where not only can you find the MyMac podcast that Gaz and I do, you'll also find a bunch of other great podcasts like Geekiest Show Ever. I'm blanking. That's terrible. I'm blanking on the other podcast. There's Tech Fan, Geeks Pub, and I know there's like two others, and I can't think of them, and I have to wrap this up, and I'm so sorry. And I was just talking to Simon, Essential Apple Podcast. There we go. I knew I'd get there in the end. Essential Apple Podcast. All of those are available through mymac.com, and check those out. If you want to contact me, guy@mymac.com is the email address. I'm also available on the Twitters, X's, whatever you want to call it, VertShark, or the sun is bright, or MacParrot. You can also find me over on Counter Social and Mastodon. Well, I don't really go there. Social media and me have not been great pals lately. Not because I don't like them. I don't go there that much anymore. But I am MacParrot on both of those. What else? I know there's other stuff, and I can't think of it. Doesn't matter. I'm here at work, so I gotta go. I gotta go with the flow. Thank you. Oh, if you'd like to contribute, and you don't have to, everything will keep going, whether you do or not. But I would appreciate it if you could. Patreon.com/MacParrot, KoFi.com/MacParrot, and you can pay a PayPal at paypal.me/MacParrot. Okay, now that's it, I swear. Thank you. Thank you all so very, very much for joining me today on Guy's Daily Drive. It is greatly appreciated. And I see that I have a couple of comments that I'll have to look at once I get inside. Again, thank you. You guys rock. You guys really rock. And I will see all of you next time right here on Guy's Daily Drive. Bye-bye.